Now, all week I've been reporting a leadership spill is brewing in the Queensland LNP, thanks to Steve Wardell from the Courier-Mail. It came to a head yesterday when the former Deputy Premier, Jeff Sini, announced he would move a spill motion at a party room meeting tomorrow. This morning, the former NRL referee Tim Mander is on the front page of the Courier-Mail announcing he's quit the LNP front bench and will be throwing his hat into the ring for the top job. And then a few hours ago, as I came on air, the former Queensland Treasurer Tim Nicholls released a statement saying he too would contest the leadership if a spill took place. Steve Wardell is the state political editor of the Courier-Mail. He's on the line. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Ray. How are you, mate?
Not bad. I sort of got shouted down a bit by my 4BC listeners, one in particular, when I suggested, given that Lawrence Springborg is unelectable, 2004, 2006, 2009, and she wanted to tell me what a wonderful man he was and how wonderful he should be and should be left alone. I think in any opportunity, whether it's New South Wales, Queensland or federally, if you have three cracks, it's three strikes and you're out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're both right in many ways. You know, I think he is a decent bloke. There's no doubt about it, but decent doesn't win you elections, which, as you point out, you know, he's had three cracks at it already, and there's been this lingering doubts within the LNP from day one when he took over after the 2015 election about whether he could carry the support in Brisbane that they needed to win the next election. Well, that's coming to a head now.
Yeah, look, he's a good man. He brought the Liberals and the Nationals together, and that was difficult. I would think it's in everyone's best interest for him to basically fall on his sword tomorrow. Do you think he will, or will he be dragged kicking and screaming?
Look, he still has significant support in the party room, and both the challenges have issues in terms of their support. I don't think either one of them could carry the majority on their own. In fact, I don't think any of the three of them will have a majority. So this will be a kind of long, drawn-out kind of process. But I think in the end, if you're a betting man, probably Tim Nicholls might actually be the favourite, even though he's a late entry to the contest. I wouldn't be surprised if Tim Mander drops out first and some of his supporters back the idea of change.
Do you think that Mander and Nicholls have done this together, both going for the leadership to do exactly that, to sort of weaken the position of the incumbent?
Yeah, look, there's a bit of a kind of Machiavellian theory that's been kicked about for a few days now. That Jeff Sini put Tim Mander up to this to use him as a stalking horse to get his old mate Tim Nicholls over the line.
Sure.
I'm not sure if I particularly agree with it, but gee, it sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. Now, we spoke about the farcical scenes in Parliament House when the Palaszczuk government blindsided the LNP on their own bill by introducing the compulsory preferential voting in Queensland. I got the feeling, as an observer, it made the LNP look a little bit foolish, that they got tricked, you know, that they didn't see the scenario that unfolded that night.
Yeah, I think that's right. And if you want to kind of play with those kind of games and bring those kind of things into the parliament, then you create all these risks. But I don't think anyone's particularly being blamed. I think the whole party room agreed with the idea of trying to extend the number of seats in the Queensland Parliament from 89 to 93. So I think in many ways, the fact nobody in that party room saw this as a potential downside, I think they can all kind of bear the blame for that.
Well, maybe the next LNP Premier in Queensland isn't in Parliament yet.
Yeah, well, we've had that scenario before, haven't we, where we've had a leader from outside of Parliament kind of thing. So maybe by the end of this term, we might go back to that again. Who knows?
What time tomorrow do you think we'll get some news? Well, I'm on air in the afternoon.
Well, the meeting's at 11. I think it will probably drag on for at least a couple of hours. So you might miss out, mate. But
all right, pal. I'll look forward to reading about it online as soon as we can. I'll read it online and read about it in the paper on Saturday morning. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Ray. Have a good day.
All the best. You're Steve Wardell, who keeps us in contact with the political matters in Queensland, particularly in Brisbane, for the Courier-Mail, their state political editor.